USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Russia attacking Ukraine with more ferocity than any other time since the beginning of the war. This after Russia's bridge connecting it to Crimea was late last week attacked and partially destroyed. Kiev receiving multiple shelling attacks, killing and wounding civilians and destroying infrastructure. Kiev's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said that if Vladimir Putin thinks he can bully Ukraine into submitting, he's gravely mistaken.
People is angry and want to defend our houses, defend our families, our children.
Marjorie Taylor Greene took her seat directly behind Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy, a proximity to power for the firebrand congresswoman that did not go unnoticed as she unveiled the House GOP's midterm election agenda in Pennsylvania. Days later, she appeared on stage warming up the crowd for Donald Trump when the former president rallied voters in Michigan to cast ballots for Republicans, including for control of Congress. Once shunned as a political pariah for her extremist rhetoric, the Georgia congresswoman who spent her first term in the House stripped of institutional power by Democrats is being celebrated by Republicans and welcomed into the GOP fold. If Republicans win the House majority in the November election, Green is poised to become an influential player shaping the GOP agenda and agitator with clout. The UN Security Council is contemplating the use of foreign troops in Haiti.
The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grip of gangs that has caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. According to a letter UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted to the Council on Sunday, such a force would remove the threat posed by armed gangs running rampant in the country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention sports fans! Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
During a private meeting last summer, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told two police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and the mother of a third who died after the riot that former President Donald Trump had no idea his supporters were carrying out the attack, according to newly obtained audio of the conversation. Testimony to the House Select Committee on January 6th revealed that Trump watched television for hours as the rioters engaged in a brutal fight with law enforcement. But McCarthy maintained Trump was unaware of the violence inside the Capitol when he spoke with Trump by phone that afternoon. He also appeared to take credit for getting the then president to make a late afternoon public statement urging his supporters to go home, according to one of the meeting's attendees, then D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone. Former President Donald Trump said that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia probe should reveal corruption at a level never seen before in our country. But the Special Counsel's nearly three-and-a-half-year examination seems destined for a less dramatic conclusion this month in a federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, where Durham will put on trial a private researcher he says lied to the FBI. Igor Dachenko, a researcher who fed information to former British spy Christopher Steele and whose contributions ended up in the now infamous Steele dossier of allegations about Trump's ties to Russia in 2016, goes on trial Tuesday. The trial is expected to last a week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.